This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, how you doing on this big Saturday? Charlize Theron, she's not going to be our guest, but we're going to talk about her. And Kelsey Harkness coming up in hour number two, our ladies' lounge guest for tonight. Don't call me crazy. I think she looks a lot like Elle McPherson, the supermodel. Did you ever see Elle McPherson with a set of glasses on? Kelsey could be her, like, twin, except she's, like, 20 years younger than her. And she looks 20 years younger than her. She looks like what Elle looked like back then. I'm going to stop talking now. Kevin McCullough, welcome to Saturday. Oh, Danny boy, the eyes are calling. Yeah, I'm wearing the green tie. I hope that covers it. Actually, because I'm Protestant, I'm supposed to be wearing orange today. Like, you're only supposed to wear the green if you're Catholic. So I don't, because my people were on the other side of the Pope issue. So I just thought I'd be, you know, fun guy tonight and wear the green tie anyway. Welcome aboard. It's Radio Night Live. We've got a lot to get to. And if you want to join us, there's a number of capacities in which you can do that. We're on Biz TV coast to coast. We're on great radio stations everywhere, including like WPG in Atlantic City. I love that radio station. Mr. Harry Hurley, the morning show there, Mr. Number One in Atlantic City. But we're also coast to coast on great radio networks, Salem Radio, CRN Digital. We're on with Biz Talk Radio. We're on GCN Live. We're on some ABC News radio stations. We're on some Fox News radio stations. Like, we're just everywhere. It's the most listened to weekend radio syndicated show in America, and we are grateful to have you with us tonight. I got a lot to get to, and I'm looking forward to our discussion in hour two. Well, let's look at the big board. So throw the big board up there, Mr. Nick. For those of you watching by way of radio, I have a slate each week that shows the guests and kind of what we're going to talk about. But you see Charlize Theron, she's on the left-hand side. She said something this week that was rather weird. Leave it to an actor, right? Like, that's so odd. But anyway, I think that she's undermining her own cause, actually, in what she said, and I want to get your opinions on it, and we'll take your calls at 888-340-3373 in hour one. In hour number two, Kelsey Harkness is back with us. Now, this sweet lady is the yoga master of Washington, D.C. You should follow her Instagram just to see where she does yoga. I mean, I know that Alec Baldwin's wife, whatever her name is, she was doing that for a while. She was like posing in weird yoga spots like all over the universe. Kelsey actually does it in very cool places, so like at the Washington Monument, and then from like the balcony of the Congressional Majority's office. Like, I don't know how she got there. I've only been there once, and I've been invited to like very highbrow, snooty things, you know. That's fun on her Instagram. But she is a killer reporter for the Daily Signal, which is an operation of the Heritage Foundation. And she's done a couple of pieces that I want to talk with her about tonight. And this will be kind of fun because she'll be live and we'll be able to go back and forth, etc. There's also some breaking news. You know that that they fired the deputy director of the FBI yesterday. Did you hear that? The speculation was towards the end of the week, oh, are they going to fire Andy McCabe or not? And they did. I think it's a good thing that they did. But now he has said, oh, I've got secret papers and notes I've been keeping on Donald Trump the whole time. Well, that's great. Thank you for telling us that. That further asserts the reason why you're probably not a good fit for our FBI. But there's a growing, very nasty, kind of vicious response that we are seeing. John Brennan, former CIA director, was on social media saying, you know, look out, Trump, we're coming for it. Like, former CIA director threatening the president. I don't get that. That doesn't make sense to me. But tomorrow, due to the, and, oh, and then Comey, the former director of the FBI, he's been bragging because his book's about to come out. And he's going to charge, he is such a special snowflake. He is going to charge you $97 if you come to one of his book signings to get a ticket to get to be in line to get him to sign your book. Now, you still have to buy the book, too. But you have to pay $97 to get his chicken scratch scrawled into the front page of your book. I don't know why anybody would do that. I hope the autograph tour is a tremendous bomb. because I fundamentally think he's part of the problem. And tomorrow morning on townhall.com, tonight at midnight actually when it comes out, I've got a piece that actually documents the bigger collusion scandal that's going on. And that is not the issue of whether or not Russia had anything to do with changing votes in Wisconsin or Michigan. Everybody that's looked at that has said there's no evidence of that, even though Bob Mueller is still looking. What they haven't talked about, though, is that there is a very clear collusion between what was the Obama administration, the offices of the DOJ and the FBI, and the Hillary Clinton for President campaign. And you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be the sitting administration and be using the power of government to help your buddy get elected. And the evidence is increasingly overwhelming. No one's talking about it. There's been some calls for a second special counsel. But I'll document all of the kind of the connecting dots in my new piece for townhall.com that'll be live at midnight tonight. So I hope that you will check that out, and we will make sure that if you follow the social media, it's on there. Kevin McCullough is my name. Welcome. We got a big hour. Okay, so I said Charlize Theron. We're going to talk about her. Back to the big board real quick, Nick. So in hour number two, Kelsey is going to join us, and we're going to talk about the a couple of things. She's filed these really great reports for the Daily Signal. One of them has the idea of what the Me Too movement is not including, and I forget what the other one was. But they're both really, really good, and so we're looking forward to having that chat with her. Okay, now, moving on to the... So I'm doing my normal Saturday thing, right? So it's you know, Daddy Pancake morning, so I got up and we had pancakes for the kids, and I took the 7-year-old to Taekwondo, just kind of like the normal rigmarole of Saturday for the McCullough household. But at some point in time, I had the chance to go online and just start reading news, which is what I generally do with every free second that I have, because I'm either writing or broadcasting about it nearly every day of the week. And I run across this story where the actress Charlize Theron, now, I remember her in The Italian Job, and I think she won the Oscar for that monster movie, whatever that was, where she was like the serial killer, the cannibal-eating lesbian, something or other. I mean, it was like a really messed up role, and she like blew all kinds of people away, literally with guns, in that movie. But it's interesting because... she was in Fast and Furious 8. And, of course, our buddy Nick would know that, because I don't think anybody else on the team has seen the Fast and Furious movies. So anyway, she's at this thing over the weekend, and she was asked, and this is taking place in Dubai. She was speaking at the Global Education and Skills Forum in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates. Okay. She's asked about the idea of teachers arming themselves because gun violence happens in no-gun zones like schools. And so some of the people there asked her, do you think it would be wise to let teachers have guns? And she said that that's an outrageous idea. She said, I just don't understand when people try to make the conversation, the argument that the fix is more guns. It's so outrageous to me. Now, she went on to say that she grew up with an alcoholic father, experienced repercussions of gun violence at a young age. So I'm thinking, okay, well, so she's got a perspective because she's seen gun violence. So I'm interested to hear why her perspective on gun violence tells her that it's a bad idea for teachers to be armed in schools. And I'm not talking about arming all teachers. I'm talking about only arming the teachers that want to get the certification and stay current with the certification and know how to handle the gun, but just have, you know, one or two on every floor of every school, you know, in the country that know what they're doing. And that way, if somebody breaks through the outer barriers, they're able to, like, you know, save some lives. So then she goes on to tell the story as to what happened. So evidently, she had a raging alcoholic dad who probably on St. Paddy's weekend would get plastered and then would come home and beat his wife. So again, no gun there, but he would get hammered and then come home and beat her. Now, the father had guns in the house, and he made everybody in the house learn how to use them. So one night, he gets smashed out of his gourd, comes home, beating his wife so badly that she was afraid for her life. Everybody in the house is telling him to stop. He's not stopping. His wife grabs a gun, shoots him, kills him. The end of dad beating mom. Now, that's the violence that she experienced that she's referring to. And I'm confused because it sounds like the gun saved her mom's life in that scenario, even if it did take her dad's life. Am I wrong? 888-340-3373. She's using this as an example of something that should argue against having guns, and I think it makes the case for it. I want to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
Thrilled to have you with us. Welcome aboard. It's Saturday night. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. Now, I've got an interesting topic I want to talk with you about. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Charlize Theron is at this thing in Dubai this week. And she says to the people there, when she gets asked about whether or not school staffers, teachers, coaches, administrators should have a gun to, you know, save lives if a shooter gets into a gun, she goes, no, that's crazy. More guns can't be the answer. And then she explains that in her life, when she was about 15, her father, who was a drunk and regularly beat his family, got threw into a rage, was beating their mom within an inch of her life. Their mom thought she was going to die. He had had them all train on how to use a gun. She pulls a gun, defends herself, kills her dad, and that was, and that is the story that Charlize Theron is saying is proof that more guns are the problem. I believe that she's doing it wrong. I believe that if you say that that's the rationale for why there should be fewer guns, I think you're mistaken, but I want to know if you agree with Charlize Theron or if you agree with me on this grounds. The idea is to have fewer people end up dead, right? Like, that's the goal. The only reason you put guns into the hands of administrators or teachers is so that if you have a crazy person come in and try to shoot the place up, you can take them down so they don't take out a dozen other people. 888-340-3373. I've got three phone lines open. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Her mom, by the way, had no charges filed against her after the incident. So, evidently, the law authorities felt like her mom acted in proper self-defense, and this was something that saved her life. This is somewhat puzzling to me in many ways, how she makes the argument. Then she said, well, I just pretended it never happened. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't want to tell anybody. When anybody asked me how my dad died, I just said he died in a car accident. Who wants to tell that story? Nobody wants to tell that story. Theron was speaking at this education event in Dubai, get this, after three of the Parkland survivors were invited to speak. So these kids that are supposed to be in school are now globetrotting. They're off in Dubai proclaiming the rationale for why you should have, teachers not be armed. Because those are the only kids that are getting invited anywhere. The only kids that are getting invited are people that are saying that, no, this is a bad idea. Okay, so here's my phone number, 888-340-3373. I just want to know. Do you think that Charlize Theron's story reinforces the idea that she argues, which is more guns create more problems and less safety? Or do you agree with me that more guns saved her mom's life and likely maybe the lives of she and her sister and other people that were in the house? I mean, if your dad is such a drunken yin-yang that he's within an inch of killing your mom, and she has to shoot him and kill him in order to put him down so he doesn't continue to try to kill her in that drunken rage that he was in, I don't see, like, what if the gun's not there? Like, what does she think would have happened if her mom, who probably, I'm just guessing, is not as big as her dad, would have had the unfortunate mismatch of having to try to defend herself against a man who's probably stronger and larger than her. See, I think Charlize Theron's story is a good example. It's a good example of why proper use of a weapon and the proper understanding of how to use it and the proper context of when to use it is necessary. Sometimes in this life, things just do not go right. Sometimes people act badly. 888-340-3373. But I want to know what you think. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And if you're joining us on Facebook, feel free to jump into the phone conversation as well. 888-340-3373. This is a topic that's not going away, obviously, because the schools are still trying to figure out if they are going to do what's necessary to save the lives of the kids or not. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But she told this story. Of course, all the news services picked it up, and they're saying, oh my goodness, you know, look at how, and by the way, when you call 888-340-3373, punch line one, that's it. Punch line one. 888-340-3373. So she has this experience. She tells this story, and everybody at the, you know, at the event's like, oh wow, yes, it's so inspired, and I'm like, I don't think you get it. Like, this is going to get somebody killed. I honestly believe that her story is a better illustration of what it should mean for someone to have access to a gun and to know how to use it safely and to know how to use it properly. Because I think if her mom doesn't have that gun, I think she ends up dead. At least her mom does. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Okay, we've got a few minutes and we'll take some calls. I also want to say thank you to Balance of Nature. They are helping to make tonight's show possible, as they always do. Three little capsules of their veggies, three little capsules of their fruits, which are just whole food fruits and vegetables, ground up and put in vegetarian capsules. Three of each gives you 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables for your day. Most people have ongoing recurrent disease issues or sickness or colds or all kinds of other stuff because you don't get the vital nutrition that's in whole food fruits and vegetables. This helps you automatically pack those into your diet, and it's amazing. And you, tonight, can get 2 free months when you use my promo code KMC by calling 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Try them for yourself. Get 60 days worth of an order when you call 800-246-8751. Use promo code KMC, and we're proud to come to you tonight from the Balance of Nature studios here for Radio Night Live. All right, 888-340-3373. Let's go directly to Mark in Pomona, New York. Mark, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Appreciate your call. What's your thought on this?
Well, my thought is pretty simply that, you know, I wonder if she would feel different if the attacker on her mother had been a stranger. You know, you can understand how a person would have, even if your father's not a good guy, how you could have an emotional attachment to him and be conflicted regarding him being shot.
Right.
So what if it was somebody she didn't know at all? Would she feel the same way then? See, I doubt it. I think that it's the emotional attachment to her father that clouds her judgment here.
That's probably true. And evidently she would have been fine with dispensing with her mom, I guess. I'm not trying to be unnecessarily harsh, but that seems to be part of the issue. But that's a great observation. All right, thank you, Mark. 888-340-3373. Two phone lines open. We're going to take your calls as we continue. 888-340-3373. We are live from the greatest city on earth, and every Saturday night we look forward to speaking with you. I've even got my happy St. Patty's tie on tonight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Welcome aboard. It's Saturday night, and we couldn't be happier than to have you here. 888-340-3373. If you tried a little bit earlier and you got a busy signal, call right back, because we'd love to have the conversation with you on the air. 888-340-3373. The story tonight, Charlize Theron was in Dubai this last week, just a couple of days ago, and she was giving a speech before a global education group that was meeting there. Interestingly enough, three Parkland kids were there, and she followed them. They were all talking about the need for gun control and so forth. And so they went further into the discussion, and as they did, there was this opportunity for her to be asked, you know, what do you think about arming teachers? And she just said very plainly, I think it's a bad move, that you shouldn't have more people with guns, that is not going to be the answer. In fact, that's a foolish answer, is the way she was approaching it. So then she tells the story as to why she feels that way. Her mom and dad had this conflict. Her dad was drunk regularly, beat the family. In this particular case, once decided to go after her mom. The beating got so bad, mom got afraid for her life. She ended up pulling a gun, using it on him, defending herself, saving her life, saving the life of the family. Now, it was her dad, interestingly enough, that had insisted that they have the guns and that they all know how to use them. So his own, you know, desire to have them and to have them fully understanding what the safety concerns are was ended up, you know, working to her mom's benefit. I think that that demonstrates a valid reason for having them. But she made it the argument that it was the argument that more guns caused an unnecessary death. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. Terry is calling from Louisville, listening to AM 970, The Answer there tonight. Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. It's Kevin McCullough. Good to make your acquaintance. What's your thought on this?
I think that she should be happy if they had the weapon there, personally. You know, if her father taught them, it was for a reason, and obviously the reason was needed that night. And I would much rather my mother save herself and the children than someone that is obviously a lunatic. And I think that she is on my personal, that's the Hollywood elitist. And that's how they feel.
Yeah.
Yet they walk around with their bodyguards, you know, their armed guards and their armed forces all around them, but they don't want anybody else to be safe.
It was really, Terry, I totally agree with you. Thank you for listening and thank you for participating in the conversation tonight. Thanks for the call. 888-340-3373. I'm just curious, because she really felt like this story really made the point that it proved the issue that, you know, more guns created more danger. You know, Hillary Clinton was in India this week, and she had a rough go of it. She fell down some steps. She broke her wrist in the bathroom of the hotel. She said a bunch of things that were just crazy, like women in America don't vote for who they want to. White women only vote for what their husbands and fathers and sons tell them to vote for. It's like she said some really bizarre stuff. But when you're looking at the pictures of her getting around India, she had guys carrying Uzis tailing her. Like there were people all around her, big guns, flashy guns, powerful guns. And I'm like, well, why does she get to have people with guns around her? What happened to, more guns are less safe? Kind of thing. See, I think everybody deep down inside knows that if you have people that know how to use guns and you have them in abundance, that you're going to have lower crime. I just think people know that viscerally. It's just this leftist talking point that they feel like they've got to kind of hold the line on if you're, like what Terry was saying, an elitist in Hollywood or somewhere. Let's go to Clearwater, Florida. Jim's listening to us tonight on the radio there. Jim, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. What's your thought?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think that the people that on the left don't understand, first of all, that these people, these teachers will be qualified and certified that they're able to know how to use a weapon. Most of them that claim they shouldn't do it don't even know how to use a weapon like that to protect themselves. And like you said, they hire other people to protect them.
Yeah. So, and those people have guns. They don't hire people with just like, you know, broomsticks. They hire bodyguards that carry guns.
Exactly. And the thing is that when these people walk into a school, you have to have immediate reaction. You can't wait 10, 12 minutes because by that time,
everybody's dead.
And I think that the lady that takes that viewpoint, she... there's a little more to the story than what she said.
There might be. Jim, thanks for the call. Great observations. It's Kevin McCullough. We are live from New York. Stay with us.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
See when you call.
A beautiful night in New York City. Hope it's a beautiful night where you are. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us on the comment line a second ago.
Hello, I'm a listener. I tune into you as often as I can for Kevin McCullough. And he's talking about gun violence, gun control, that kind of thing, and Charlize Theron being against teachers having guns because a gun saved her mom's life. This gun control thing, the only thing I want to say, there's only one thing to say about gun control, and the proper response is Chicago. Chicago? Has anyone heard of Chicago? Chicago is a gun-free zone. Highest, the murder capital of the world, Chirac, and gun control really is working in Chicago because nobody has guns with the bad guy. Anyway, if someone could give Kevin McCullough this message, to bring up Chicago. That would really make my day. Thank you so much. God bless you guys. You do great work.
Well, thank you. No, thank you for the call. Thank you for leaving it on the voicemail. Yeah, the voicemail is available 24/7, and she called while we were doing the other callers just a little while ago. But 888-340-3373 if you want to jump in on the conversation. It's true. Chicago has a very bad murder rate, and it gets worse. It seems like it gets worse every year that Mayor Rahm Emanuel is there. A lot of people argue that the reason that's the case, and I don't buy this, but they say that the reason that that's the case is because areas around Chicago have more lax gun laws, and so then they smuggle guns in. The violence happens in Chicago. The violence doesn't happen in the suburbs where the more guns are. It happens in Chicago where the gun-free zones are. So you get sitting ducks, and then you get people killed. That's the thing with every... I've been saying this since the Parkland... I've been actually saying this in Sandy Hook. Get rid of the gun-free zone signs that are in all the windows of all these schools. Put up a big, fat picture of a silhouette of a shooter with a shotgun and say, we reserve the right, if you come on campus to hurt our kids, to blow your face off. Like, just start telling people that they're not going to get a free pass when they come on, because everybody seems to think, well, if I just get into these gun-free zones, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. And it kind of is on some level. But Charlize Theron, to get back to the news that we're talking about tonight, actually said that because her mom was able to defend herself against her dad, who was in a drunken fit trying to kill her, and she used a gun that she'd been trained to use, defended herself, and it ended up killing her dad, that's proof that guns don't work. Oddly, I think exactly the opposite of Charlize Theron's story. Let's go to John from Boston, Mass., but he's on the road tonight. He's in Des Moines, Iowa. He's listening to 93.9, the Truth Network there. Hello, John. Welcome.
Hey, Kev. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for your call. What's your thought on this?
Well, first of all, she's got a lot of learning to learn, because that ain't a dad. That's a monster. You know, that's a monster when you come home and you want to, you know, do physical harm to your mom, because if you did do physical harm to the mom, then she'd be grabbing the gun. Because you got to stop him, because he's out of control. Now, as far as the gun shootings in all the schools, you know, it's all word of mouth. You know, it's like when you want to know what's going on in your neighborhood, you talk to your neighborhood. You know what's going on in the schools. People know what's going on. This guy.
Well, in this particular case, the FBI, the local sheriff, the school board, I mean, everybody that had any contact with him had already assumed at some point he was going to be a violent problem. And nobody took any effort to try to stop it. So I agree with you 100%. Hey, John, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-3... one more thing? Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to ask you something, Kevin.
Yeah, go ahead.
I worked in a 7-Eleven. And I was fixing the milk in the back room, and a robber come in, and he shot the clerk right in the face. And then he come walking down to the refrigerator to make sure there was nobody in the back of the store. And I prayed to God that I had a gun. Because if he ever opened up that refrigerator door, he would have took me out.
Yeah.
This is something to think about.
Yeah, no, it's.
Thank you.
Thanks for the input, and I agree with you. I would rather have a fair chance at defending myself under such circumstances. Seems to me that if you're saying nobody's allowed, no good people are allowed to have guns, then you're automatically stacking the deck for the bad guys to do what they're going to do, and that just doesn't seem right to me. 888-340-3373. Charlie is listening to the Omaha Answer on 94.5 FM, one of our great affiliates there in the Midwest. Charlie, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Good to have you.
Thank you. I wanted to say that, you know, I've been hearing a lot of the debate about gun rights lately, and I just think, you know, gun rights should not be a question of left or right. Gun rights are a matter of liberty. And it says right in our Constitution, Second Amendment, that we have the right to bear arms, and no one on the left or the right should be contesting that. Every American, every law-abiding American should have the right to bear a firearm.
Here's the problem, Charlie, and you're hitting the nail right on the head. Thank you for the call. Here's the problem. The left doesn't believe that American values should be upheld. That's the problem. The way it becomes a left-to-right issue is because the left wants to do away with America. At least what we know America to be. Real quickly, line one, Jennifer's in Carson City, Nevada. Hello, Jennifer.
Hey. I just wanted to make a quick point. I keep hearing about, it seems like all this talk is how we shouldn't be arming teachers, as though teachers are this separate group of people. Like
right,
they're,
right. They're Martians or something. That's right, that's right.
Yeah, and it bugged me because I have a lot of family that are teachers, and I was actually going to school to be a teacher, and I've had to put that on hold, but it's not any different than another citizen having a concealed carry permit. And, you know, it's like people act like we're going to throw guns at teachers and say, you know, you need to prepare yourself. And if that's not the case, it's just people who want to carry and have that confidence should be allowed to, like any other citizen, and that's where I get confused in all the talk where people say, like, arming teachers, you know?
Right, right, right. Like, they're some sort of morons that couldn't hold themselves.
Exactly.
And you know what's interesting about that, Jennifer? There's so many people that are going into the teaching profession now as, like, a secondary level of their career. Like, they've done something else for the first part, and now they're getting in the classroom. And so you've got former law enforcement and former military and former people that have already been trained that would already be ideal candidates to be a kind of a secret air marshal within the school system, just knowing
exactly.
that they're ready to go.
And that's what I think is so silly, is they act like it's a bunch of people who are so incapable when they're grown adults, they have a higher education, and if they want, you know, you never know, half of them may already be very...
I'd love to see them try to say that to some of the women that I know that shoot regularly. Anyway, Jennifer, thanks for the call. Great call. Coming right back, it's Radio Night Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live, and 888-340-3373 is our phone number. Love hearing from everybody so far tonight, and from everywhere. Nebraska, Nevada, Boston, New York, Florida. I mean, it's just it's cool. I love John from Boston. John from Boston. You know, it's like driving the car. They really do have that that accent there. Anyway, we've got a new station up in the Boston area. So if you're checking us out for the first time tonight, we'd love to hear from you as well. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Coming up in the next hour, Kelsey Harkness will be with us in the Ladies Lounge. Kelsey is a senior reporter for the Daily Signal, which is an online news portal for the Heritage Foundation out of Washington, D.C., and she's done a couple of in-depth reports, one on this very topic, how people in these circumstances really feel about this issue. And there was a survivor of the one that kind of sticks in everybody's heads, Columbine High School, who went on to really radically change his life in a very kind of non-politically correct way about this issue, because he did survive the Columbine shooting. And it's a pretty compelling story. She's also got a very important piece, and we'll put the links up so you can see these. But she's got another piece that she went to the most recent round of women's marches, conferences. And, it's really amazing what is happening there and how honest many of the women that are there are about the fact that they're banning anybody with a center-right position on almost everything. And there's a lot of people that they're not particularly center-right, but they're like, yeah, it's all one-sided at this thing. And she kind of went undercover and got that story. We'll talk with her about that and much more. I know she's got opinions about what's going on in the news, and we'll discuss all that with her as well. And then before we're done tonight, speaking of this very issue, you know that this last week was the march out, right? You're supposed to get up and leave your school. And I put up on Twitter during the week that if a kid does that in your class, that the appropriate thing to do is to count them absent and to give them a zero for class credit for the day. To which I got all kinds of grief coming back at me, but they're like, how dare you? This is America and the First Amendment and all this. I'm not saying they can't do it, but like, do you think the civil rights people that marched were all like, you gotta give us a Rolls Royce ride to D.C.? No. People were like, we're getting beat down and some of us are dying for this cause. These kids, they want to go out and they want to say, ban the AR-15 or be all in charge of gun control, but they don't want to get an absence because it's unexcused from their class. Well, there's this one kid in Ohio that actually did the opposite. He actually did what I said, and I don't know if we have his picture, but before we're done tonight, I'm going to tell you his story. He got suspended for not going to the march. Wait a minute. You're doing it wrong, friends. That's just wrong. You're just doing it wrong. That's not the way you do it. Stop doing it wrong. Anyway, hour number two is straight ahead. It's Kevin McCullough live on a Saturday night. So glad you're with us, and we're coming right back. Don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Once of major order.